Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord will help us judge in life. Now, we're not to judge people. We can't judge their heart. We can only, at best, believe the truth that the Lord shows us concerning people. And when he does show us truth, it's to protect us or to help them and to bless them. Even when people are said to be an enemy, we are also priests. And we can pray for people and help people learn and understand God's word if they allow us to. But when it comes to people, we have to rely on the wisdom of God. And I noticed that with everybody out there, people that you, when God give me wisdom concerning people, he never stops loving them. And it's always his full will for me to love them. This is a day when people, they think it's okay to talk about people, slander people. Because when people run for public office, they slander each other. That doesn't make it okay with God. And we are in a country where we have free speech, but we shouldn't abuse it. It's not okay to slander anyone. It's not okay to slander the presidents, the mayors, the council members, the governors, the judges. It's not okay with God to slander them. The news media, they turn it into a form of entertainment. They think they're trying to sway the public to so that they can get agendas done. And they want their ratings up. And people love animosity. But it's not okay with God. And the Lord will help us judge in our lives where the things that we should judge. He will give us wisdom and counsel and guidance. But if we judge people, we will be judged. The way we judge people is the way we will be judged. But if we have mercy on people, the Lord will have mercy on us. And the mercy of Lot, we need his mercy and his guidance and his peace. We have no right to slander another person, just like we have no right to murder someone. But slander is murder to a person's character. You're lying against or speaking against their influence and what they're capable of doing. And some things people do are wrong. And the Lord knows it's wrong. You know it's wrong. You can tell that it's wrong. But that to judge a person in their heart, that's not for us to do. But when the Lord gave me wisdom to deal with people that were an enemy or contrary or of an opposite opinion, it was never destructive. It was always constructive in the solution in dealing with them. And we should not allow people to interfere with what God has given us. The things that God give us to do, the assignments that God give us to do, it's up to us to not let people interfere. The Word of God says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. And sometimes people, they can sway you wrong, give you poor advice, hinder you from doing your purpose. They can do things like that. But in life, love people. Love everybody. But when people are of the contrary part, when they take that position against you, don't let them hinder you. Use the wisdom of God. And if you don't know the wisdom of God, study the Proverbs in that area. Studying a healthy study of the Proverbs will help you with every relationship. The book of 1 Peter will help you solve many problems as you love people, as you walk in love towards people. The whole book of 1 Peter will help you in every relationship you have. The wisdom that Paul gave Titus in the book of Titus will help you in your communication with people, the way you interact with people. He says, speak sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part will have nothing evil to say against you. See, the wisdom of God, it helps us to make judgment calls that we need to make throughout our lives. But slandering people is not of God. It never will be. It's not okay. Even if the president is wrong, we still don't have a right to slander him in God's eyes. The Word of God said, pray for our leaders. But it's popular to slander. If you're a Democrat, they feel like it's okay to slander a Republican. If you're a Republican, they feel like it's okay with God if you slander a Democrat. But it's not God's will for us to slander anyone. We don't have the right. Now, I want to be clear. The confines of God's word is not always popular. It's not always what people will want to hear. It's not always what you're used to. It's not always what our parents did and the people in our circle will do and the people we look up to will do. But it's still the standard of God. We don't have a right to slander a person's character. I've listened to people do their speeches. Now, this is the way I do things. Personally, every president, whether I voted for him or not, I prayed for them earnestly. And I was believing God for the best results. So I didn't make it a habit of going around slandering people. When they did things I didn't like, I may say I didn't like it, but I didn't hate them. And I continued to pray for them, and I continued to believe God for the best. But people can make you feel so many different ways about a person, and that's not good. So I don't like making a judgment call from secondhand information. So when I vote for a president, I want the best president, and I don't stick to one ticket. That's just how I do things. I listen to the people, to what they say, and I pray and I ask the Lord who's the best candidate, and I go from there. Now, public opinion, it will sway you. It can change your opinion. It's designed to change your opinion. You feel like an outcast if you don't sway with what's popular. But that doesn't always work. So I kind of wipe that off the page. I'm going to make my decision based on as much truth as I can receive and what the Lord is telling me in my heart. See, the Holy Spirit came to guide us in all truth. He know the people. He know who the best candidate is. He can tell you things that the public don't know. And so it is with every part of your life. Even about who you choose to marry. He can tell you how that marriage is going to be. Whether that person will be compatible to you or not. Two good people, two people can be good Christian people and love each other, love God. That doesn't mean they're compatible. But if they get married, then they're bound to that marriage, and they have to figure out how they're going to work it out. And the Lord even said, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? Amos said it, and Jesus said it, and Paul referred to Jesus saying it. Two people can't, how can they walk together except they be in agreement? How can somebody live a quality life and they're unequally yoked? It's important to regard the Word of God when dealing with people and judging people. Slander is not good. But every president, I pray for them. I sought the Lord about how I should pray for them. I even took authority over Satan's work against them. And when I listen to the candidates as they are running, I listen to what they have to say. And then when I listen to all of them. And when the debate is over, or when they get through giving a speech, I just turn the TV off because I don't want to be swayed by the media. The Lord gave me a sound mind. I just used my sound mind to make my own judgment call. And I asked the Lord for things I don't know about. And I listened to him. Your mind is good. Especially if you renew it, it's a good mind. There's nothing wrong with it. You don't need people to tell you how to think. But the Word of God will give you information so that you can choose and judge the best choices for your life. But slandering people is not good. It's destructive. And if you're in strife with a person, nothing they say will matter anymore. If you're in strife with a person, you can't learn from them. You can't trust them. Until the strife is gone, you can't even hear them good. No matter what they say, you're going to judge them for having an evil angle against you. If they do something that blesses you and you benefit from it, in real time, you won't see it because you're in strife with them. If you record an argument, you know, you got a couple, man and his wife, and you record the argument. Now, let's say they're in strife. And let's say even in that debate, if you listen to it, in a lot of ways, they agree with each other and they're saying the same thing, but they're in disagreement because of strife. They can't see any good from the other person. That's the power of strife. Envy. Every evil work follows envy and strife. Confusion and every evil work. People get divorced over their strife. If they can get rid of the strife, they can save their marriage. And the Lord don't want you played by Satan. Satan's trying to play you. He's trying to divide our country, divide our people, and make us weak. These things are real. They don't go away just because you love God. And then if you get into unforgiveness, then now you're in a bad situation because now God's not going to forgive you of all your miserable sins if you don't forgive others. It's just a dangerous thing to do. And that's why the Lord gave me the radio ministry and the broadcast to help people know him. These broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And this is on this broadcast is on the Living Letters page, on the audio page, the Audio 3 page. And it's there to be a blessing. So let people know that the Lord is mightily moving. And hear him out. Sometimes in order for you to go where you need to go in life, and become what God has called you to become and do the greater things in life, you're going to have to make adjustments in how you think, how you judge. The result is what you're after, a good result. Once we have a president in place, we always have God with us, and our prayers avail much. So when you have people praying for the president, God can help him make the best choices. Now, don't be concerned. I've heard so many wonderful Christians, they try to figure out whether the president is the Antichrist or not. It doesn't really matter. I'm going to tell you about the Antichrist. Satan can't do everything he wants to do because the body of Christ has the authority. He can only do what we allow him to do. Not God. Satan does what man allows him to do. In order to get stuff done, he has to deceive people into doing nothing and being indifferent. But there's always somebody out there that he can't control. And they'll pray and stop his works, and the Antichrist won't have free reign. Until the rapture happens, the Antichrist is not going to be able to appear. He's alive. I grant you that. He's a man. He's alive. Perry Stone said that he's living. He's on the earth now in real time somewhere. But he cannot be revealed until the church is gone, until he that letteth will let. We have the master here because God gave us authority. Every Christian is a king and every Christian is a priest. Just like Jesus is a king and a priest, so are we. As he is, so are we in the earth. That's the reason why the Antichrist cannot appear until we're gone. It's a waste of time to even look for him. So as you study the Word of God, if you stay biblical, you'll be fine. You can miss out on a lot of strife, a lot of problems, a lot of all the animosity people come up with. You can override all that. Those things are not important. And baby Christians are watching you, strong Christians. And so if you get it right, they'll get it right. They trust you. If you get it wrong, they'll get it wrong. Because they're looking at you. Even pastors, they get in strife with the president. Not just the one we have now, but I've heard all kind of things. When Clinton was in office, I heard more messages against him than Jesus. I was glad when he was out of office, because I got tired of hearing the Christian radio talk about Bill Clinton every day. It's important not to get in strife. I'm not just saying this because the world does it. Everybody does it. Because they watch the news, they get mad, and then they start talking. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And the only way to kill it, and the only way to stop doing this, is to stay in the love of God. Live according to the Word of God. You'll be fine. And you can pray for the president, and God can cause him to make choices. And if you're not in strife with him, you'll see the good he's doing. And every president that I prayed for did some things that was right. Even though they did things that I don't agree with, some things were wrong, but a lot of things were right. And if you tell people that, well, that was right, they get mad at you because they think you're siding with him. He's the enemy. He's not your enemy. He's your president. And he needs our prayers. They are under tremendous pressure. And this word is not just about a president. It's about strife altogether. And strife comes after people slander people. And murder their character. If a husband gets in strife with his wife, there's nothing she can do right anymore. If she gets in strife with her husband, everything he do is messed up. If he do something good and wonderful, she'll think he's after something else. The devil gonna give you he'll give you excuses all day if you're angry enough to believe him. You have to be savvy in life. You have to think. Every thought that comes to you is not of God. Even if godly people get mad and get a strife, Satan don't care who it is. He don't care who it is. If he can get them in strife, he'll use them. He don't care if it's our parents, our mother, our father, our pastor. If they get in strife, don't you get in strife. Sometimes you're just going to have to be the mature one. It doesn't matter how old you are. You got to choose to do this thing God's way. When other people delay to do right, do wrong, and bad mouth anyway, they're going to do it because that's what's in their heart. But you don't have to do it. I don't do it. And you know, this is about the closest I've gotten to politics. This radio broadcast is not for political. It's not a political deal. This is strictly for winning souls and being a blessing to the people of God. Even the point of all this is not about the president. It's about strife. It's about how to judge, how to not slander, the danger of it. It's about life. And, you know, that's what the Lord called me to do. Now, God, Jesus died for everybody. He loves everybody. He loves the presidents, all of them. And every president we've had, somebody thought they were the Antichrist. And that's not right. That's not fair to call somebody something that evil. You can't tell if a person's an Antichrist or not. There are many Antichrists. Anybody that didn't receive Jesus Christ and won't receive Jesus Christ, their thinking is Antichrist. And they are without Christ. They may not say that they're against him, but they're not with him. And he couldn't help them because they wouldn't listen. Either he's your savior or he's not. But people who hate him, they are Antichrist, just like the Antichrist is going to be Antichrist. He's just going to be in charge of most of the world. And he's going to get there by deception. He's going to lie to people to get there. And he's going to play the world. And it's not fair. He's a con artist that don't love God. That's all he is. He's going to be in control of the militaries, but he's going to come to his end. And at the end of all this, he's going to be thrown into the lake of fire with the false prophet, and they're going to be alive. And all this is around the corner. You know, it's important to do things God's way. When you do, you say. But the thing about strife is, and slander, you can't see beyond it. It hijacks your mind against people. And the enemy, as long as you yield to it, he can show you the worst in people. And it boils your anger. It pits you against people. Friendships have been dissolved. Remember, the enemy is trying to divide you from everybody that can be a blessing to your life, that can help you in every way. The people that love you the most. Satan is afraid of you loving the people around you. He's afraid of a couple in love. He's afraid of siblings that love each other and won't get in a strife. Everybody don't fall for his devices. He's afraid of friendships that don't dissolve under his strife. Now, when Joseph was alive and he had the dream that he would be over his brothers, had two dreams, they got so envious of him and full of strife that they could say nothing good about him. To the point they intended to murder him. But Reuben said, let's not murder him. Let's put him in a pit. Let's throw him in this pit until our father he died. And he was gonna and they sold him off in slavery before Reuben could get back and get him out of that pit. The oldest brother, Reuben, could not overpower all his brothers. They were all in strife with him, even Reuben. But Reuben didn't want to kill him. And as it would happen, they sold him into slavery, their own brother, to the Ishmaelites. That's how he ended up in Egypt. And once he was gone and they saw how their sin hurt their father, they were sorry that they did that. They hated their deeds, and they repented. They totally repented. When you read the rest of the story, they were their brother Joseph forgave them, and they became one again. Now, it's important to know what's the damage that strife can do against a family. God could have got Joseph to Egypt another way, but he ended up there because of strife, but he's so industrious and he loves God so much, he was able to forgive them and continue growing. He didn't let the strife stop his relationship with God. He didn't accuse God for his brother's strife. He stayed in the Lord. That's why I tell people all the time, the Lord can bless you beyond what you see. But any device of Satan, strife attaches Satan to your life, just like fear always attaches Satan to your life. Depression attaches Satan to your life. You can't see yourself coming up. You can't see yourself coming out. And when you hear the good news of how other people won, you can't see you coming out under depression. And the opposite of depression is filling your heart with God's word. As we fill our hearts with the word of God, you can't be depressed. You'll destroy it. You'll drive it out of your life. It won't be a part of you no more. Not if you fill your heart with the love of God and his word. You can't be full of joy and be depressed. It's impossible. So that's why we put on the garment of praise to kill the spirit of heaviness. All these things are at our will, and the Holy Spirit will help us make the right judgment call so that we can have the God kind of victory all throughout our lives. All throughout your life. Your life is supposed to be victorious because you serve the mighty God. You were washed in the blood of the Lamb, and hopefully you're guided by the Holy Spirit, and you're obedient to the words of Jesus. If all that's true, you're going to win, even when it don't look like it. It didn't look like Joseph was going to win at all. He ended up going to jail because he did right. He wouldn't give in to Satan. Satan was behind everything. Satan was behind his brother's strife. Satan was behind Potiphar's wife being attracted to him. Satan was behind Potiphar putting him in jail. And he kept on serving God. He kept on doing right. He kept on drawing near to the Lord. He didn't let the things of Satan alter him. And the Lord ended up blessing him to be the second in command in Egypt. And he told his brothers, he said, Pharaoh is like a son to me. And the Pharaoh could have been younger than him. But Pharaoh looked to Joseph, and Joseph commanded Egypt all his life after Pharaoh set him up. Never underestimate what God can do, even in your life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to move mightily in your life and throughout it, in Jesus' mighty name.